It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Chronic wasting disease has been found in deer in southwestern Colorado. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports this is the first time the disease has been detected in the region.
The fatal neurological disease was discovered in the Four Corners region near Dove Creek and Wolf Creek Pass. Wildlife officials have been checking all male deer killed by hunters for the disease in the region. More than 1,400 have been checked and 18 tested positive. Adrian Archuleta is the state wildlife manager for the area.
There's nothing that's showing that it's transmissible to humans. The CDC and CPW recommend that if an animal does test positive, that you do not consume the meat.
The disease has been found in other parts of the state. It also infects elk and moose. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A nationwide ammunition shortage is having an impact on Colorado law enforcement. KRDO reports that multiple agencies in southern Colorado have had shipments of ammunition delayed by months. Manufacturers have also raised their prices in response to high demand, causing budget issues for small agencies. Backups aren't isolated to one type of ammo, and they could prevent some departments from conducting mandatory firearms training. The ammunition shortage began last spring, shortly after states started to introduce COVID-19 restrictions. Faculty and staff complained at yesterday's University of Colorado Board of Regents meeting about remote proctoring software students use in online learning. Postdoctoral research associate Benjamin Pollard spoke on behalf of several students, saying studies have shown the systems can fail to recognize people with darker skin.
For example, it has been reported that students with dark skin are sometimes unable to even take these exams because the software cannot recognize their face, quote, due to poor lighting.
The regents took no action on the complaints. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.